For them to believe, you must be superhuman. That's why people will fear which doctor more than they can fear a man of God. You will see social media. No one attacks a witch doctor. They all attack prophets. Do you know why? Because you have to appear like you can fly at night. So Jesus never appeared a superhuman. He came in the form of a man. That's why until today they don't respect him in Israel. If he came with the thunders and the lightnings, they would have believed him. Because from the days of Jesus, we live in the days of revelation. In the old days, the people of Israel, to fear God, God has to show up in a smoke. But from the days of Jesus, that the prophecy of Isaiah may be fulfilled, which says, who has believed our report? It says, to whom the hand of the Lord has been revealed. So there must be revelation. So from the Bible of the days of Jesus, we are living in the days of revelation. This is why the whole book of John is dedicated as revelation, which was written for our days, not his days. So in his days, he was living in the New Testament, in the days of Acts of Apostles. But we don't live in those days. So when we see pastors preaching about we are living in, we are of the New Testament church, they are wrong. Because we are not of the New Testament. Because John now was writing what will be happening and how life will be in the days of revelation, which we are living in. Oh, I'm talking to somebody here. So I'm not living in the New Testament. I'm living in the days of revelation. So when you see people saying, no, hallelujah, in the New Testament, this is how we live. No, they are wrong. They should go in the book of Revelation and read how we live in revelation. Am I talking to somebody here? So in the book of Revelation, there are things written how we live. Are you here, right? Mm-hmm. In the New Testament, there's no overcoming. You'll be persecuted. You'll be persecuted. We'll be persecuted. So if you read Revelation chapter 1, 2, and 3, it's a whole different level. From chapter 4, it's a whole different level. So in the book of Revelation, there is life before rapture. Then there is life during rapture. And then there is life after rapture. So we are living in the days before rapture. The New Testament was Acts of Apostles. But we are now living in the days where the Bible says, but those who shall overcome. In the days of Revelation, the Bible says, Satan will be loosed to touch us. But those who shall overcome shall receive a rod of iron. So we are living in the days of a rod, which is authority. So what God will give you on earth is not a crown that will be given after rapture. What God will give you now is more authority. The more you overcome, the more authority you have. So if you do not have authority, that's why you pray in the name of Jesus, no change. I command in the name of Jesus, no miracle. But if you overcome, just saying in the name of Jesus, things happen. You have more authority. Am I speaking to somebody right here? So we are living in the days of what? Revelation. We're not in the book of Acts. So you have to understand the book of Revelation, because the whole book of Revelation is about prophets. We shall live in the days of prophets. The whole book of Revelation, it talks about how prophets will be persecuted. And even how other prophets will be killed. And how the blood of prophets will cry. And there will be, God will be angry. Because of the blood of prophets. Because if you read in the Old Testament, no prophet was being killed. Oh, are you hearing what I'm saying? No prophets. Read the whole Bible. Prophets, look at Elijah. They tried to kill him. Did they succeed? They didn't. Talk of Elisha. He wasn't killed. Talk of Moses. Talk of Jeremiah. All these prophets, they tried to kill them, but they could not. But in the book of Acts, all apostles were killed. In the book of Revelation, the Bible speaks how they will rise up against prophets and talks of two prophets, which represents the major prophets and the minor prophets. You are here or you're home. Yeah. And that their testimony will be Jesus Christ. And that will be the spirit of their prophecy. Are you home?
Yeah.
You are here. So understand this. And I want you to hear this, what I'm about to do right now. So I have this conviction tonight. I came here not to read a scripture, to do a lot of things. I came here to tell you that if you are living in the days of prophets, if you are living in the days of prophets, which are highly despised, highly condemned by the world, because we are not of the world. If we were of the world could have loved us. But to show we are not of the world has hated us. For this we know, we are not of this world. If they didn't receive Jesus, who are we? If they hated Jesus to a level of killing him, who are we? Why should we be accepted and received? So it is very important that you should know the days you are living in. Since these are the days to overcome. In these days of revelation, every individual, every saint, every believer has a battle he has to overcome. Everyone has got something they are passing through. This is why if you ask anyone in this meeting, anyone to say, you, what do you want? They have got something they want. They have got a battle they are passing through, because in the book of Revelation, the church will have things to overcome. Am I speaking to you? Wow. And these things we're trying to overcome. Jesus overcame them already. It will take prophets and men of God, anointed people, to declare them a reality in your life. My emphasis tonight, as I said earlier on my testimony, is that you cannot live in these days and remain like that. In the book of Revelation, the church will be at war. The scripture is clear. Satan will rise against you. Even the scripture, God's favor, saying that you shall be accused. Am I talking to somebody here? Yes. You shall be what? Yes. You shall be accused. Now, tonight, I don't know what you're facing. And I don't know what type of battles you're going through right now, but I want you to know this tonight as a prophet. I want to usher you to victory. Yes. I want you to say to the devil, if you have some children, you have kids who the devil has taken hold of, and they're into drugs, substance abuse, I want you to say, devil, let's see who's going to win between you and me. Oh, yes. Come on, you didn't hear me, somebody. Oh, yes. If you have abusive husband and some things are going on in your marriage, I want you to say to the devil, let's see who will win between you and me. If you are going through some issues at your workplace, I want you to say these words, let's see who's going to win between you and me. As of me, I've already told you already, right? That I'm winning. There is no option. There's no other option. It's just winning. We have no any other way. I promise you, anybody, anything that is happening around you, whether the devil is trying to use financial problems to frustrate you, I want you to say the devil, to say between me and you, let us see who's gonna win. Because I can promise you tonight, you're winning in the name of Jesus. You are not of the New Testament. You are of the book of Revelation. You are a prevailing church. You are a prevailing church. Am I talking to somebody here? My God. You are a prevailing church. In Psalm 72, I love this. In Psalm 72. All right. Just give me from the verse. Let's start from verse 4. Okay.
He will bring justice to the poor of the people. He will save the children of the needy. And will break in pieces the oppressor.
Is it me talking? No. Whatsoever has been oppressing you, yes, it will be broken in pieces. Yes. I'm worried if what is oppressing you is a human being. Yes. Because the scripture says it will be broken. That's how God will bring his justice. If I be a prophet, Karamonde Prakadias, I don't care whatsoever is bothering you, but by the name of Jesus Christ whom I preach, I put to an end your situation. My God, my God. Let's see who's going to win. If the oppressor says you will die a poor woman, let us see who will win. If the oppressor says you die a poor man,
yes,
let us see who would win.
Yes.
If some demonic entities think they can block your life forever,
yes,
let us see who will win.
Yes.
If some demonic powers think they can close your financial doors,
yes,
let us see who will win. In this season of Parak,
yes,
you are breaking out.
Yes.
Maramande vehede. Jokaraki mahanda fahados. Somebody say, I'm winning.
I am winning.
Say it again. Say, I'm winning.
I'm winning.
Psalms. Let's go to Psalms 92, verse 7. What does the scripture say?
When the wicked spring up like glass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever.
You didn't hear this. You see, there are moments when evil things begin to spring out around you. A person is fighting you. This one is from nowhere. This problem, that situation is coming in. The Bible says they come out like that, so that they can be destroyed forever. Anybody thinking you're going down, it is them who will go down.
Yes.
I have declared.
It is them that are going down.
You start seeing these things happening, I'm telling you.
Yes.
I prophesy and I declare.
Yes, Lord.
By the Spirit of God, you will be lifted up and God will leave you on top.
Yes.
And nothing will bring you down.
I receive it.
Prophesy and I declare.
Yes, Lord.
By the Spirit of God, you will be lifted up and God will leave you on top.
Yes.
And nothing will bring you down.
I receive it.